We should applaud, really.
Thank you very much, Mary. Well done, beautiful.
Thank you, Father.
So now I hope the listeners are jealous. That was my treat every Tuesday night to participate there with prayer and song. Lovely. They'll be saying, why did you ever leave Macroom at all? But anyway, please God, Father John Keane, now we'll raise the bar another few notches higher and keep you going. So every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, Calm Church, just outside Macroom, lovely youth 2000 group there. We're expecting people to flood in the door now at this stage. So it's lovely and prayerful, as we've been saying, and prayer building that relationship with the Lord in his presence in the Blessed Sacrament and with one another as well. And that's the just looking back on Ross Gray maybe last week, just an interesting, I'd mentioned to the listeners before, a young girl came to me who, interesting, won't say where she was from now, but she had made her, she'd been baptized, had never made a First Communion or a Confirmation. Her parents just let it slide or let it drift. And here she was at U2000, invited by a friend, and sort of discovering this whole new world and just looking for a bit of guidance that sort of steps on the way back to faith, you know. But was that the experience at Ross Gray kind of last week? Was there any other experiences worth sharing like that? Or
I was very busy at Ross Gray, so I missed out on talking to people a lot. But I suppose always at Ross Gray for someone who is searching or seeking something, you know, there's so many wonderful priests there. We're very blessed to have, you know, how many priests did we have at the final Mass? I think
25.
There were
20, really?
25 to see them flooding
wow.
in.
That was on the Sunday.
Yeah, and every day, yeah, every day, you know, there was wonderful priests coming and they were sitting there for so long hearing confessions. And I think, you know, I mean, there's obviously great graces from the sacrament of confession and people are coming with such honest confessions because we have a healing service and we have confessions and we have an excellent examination of conscience that they go through slowly. And, you know, it's allowing people to experience the power of that sacrament of confession and how powerful that can be in their lives. And I think for many people, maybe they don't experience that until they come to a retreat or something and you retreat away. And it sends people out then and they're on fire for the Lord. And then that's why it's so important to have the prayer meetings and things like that so that people don't, you know.
And we also have time during all the retreats where people, you know, people share their own personal testimonies,
yeah.
which for me is always one of the highlights of the retreats, because here we have just normal people like ourselves who are struggling and who are rising and falling, but they're sharing their stories as to how they have journeyed in their faith. And that is a really, really special part of the retreats as well. And following all of the talks, we have share groups where everyone is assigned a share group for the weekend. And it's a chance for people like that to come together in a group and talk about their own experiences and share how they're getting on in their own faith. And, you know, we all draw strength from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's wonderful opportunities during the retreats to really, you know, connect obviously with Jesus, but with other people as well who we can get support from.
And yeah, go ahead.
We shouldn't forget the sisters and the religious that are there too. That it's a very comfortable space to ask them anything, or they're there with lunch. You can eat together, talk together, and like you don't have to think that, oh my God, I'm going to talk to none. I mean, that's it. If you're talking to one of them, it's very comfortable. You can just find out, you know, it's a lot. You may never approach none in your community or something, you know, it's different, but there it's just very relaxed and very safe, and you could talk to anyone, like, you know, and ask any questions, and they're very open and helpful. So,
How many were at Ross Gray? Do we know?
There was well over 1,000 anyway. I'd say maybe up to 1,400. I don't want to be quoted, you know, to say that wrong on radio, but definitely over 1,000. I didn't see the final figure, but huge numbers.
Is that an increase on previous years, or is it?
It's always around that. Mm-hmm. It's always around that mark. I suppose it was down a little bit last year because World Youth Day was on in.
Oh, yes.
And we were down on, yeah, but it was still very big, you know, and I really feel it's getting bigger, and I can see, you know, a real flame being ignited in the church, especially with young people, because those that are, you know, coming into their faith are really into it and are really going out to evangelize the world. And I was away myself during the summer and I met so many young people from all over the world, you know, who are just such amazing young people, so life-giving, giving of their time, You know, work as lay missionaries around the world. And we have the NET team that come to Cork as well, who are fantastic and who are working to evangelize Ireland again, I suppose, as well.
Actually, you were in Calcutta, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, because I never heard how that went afterwards. I think I left
you
us
left,
a bit.
You time. Left us, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Any thoughts to share on that? Because that must have been some experience.
Oh,
with the Missionaries of Charity or just Calcutta generally?
With the Missionaries of Charity. Right. So it was wonderful because, you know, you had the experience of going out volunteering, but also you had an experience to grow in prayer and with the Lord as well. I went out there. I was only out there for 3 weeks. I'm hoping to go back again next year. It was fantastic. Mother Teresa, there's a number of homes out there that she established. I was in one of her first homes. It's called Caligat. It was the home for the dying. And it was a really special experience, even meeting the volunteers. And the nuns always say to us, you know, you have to try and see the face of Jesus in the people you're serving. And, you know, it wasn't hard to do because the people were, you know, so poor, you know, and the poverty, you couldn't believe it. It's incomparable to anything here, you know. And when I came home and when I could hear people complaining about headaches and small things like that, I was nearly, you know, I was rolling my eyes probably. And I know it's all relative, but those people are living in such poverty and such difficulties, and still very joyful, you know. And those that are Catholic in the country are real devout, you know, and really sharing their faith. And the nuns were so beautiful. Yeah, it was such an honor to be with them. We had mass with them every morning at 6 a.m. in the mother house, and we had adoration every evening. And I think you needed that because it was a very crazy city, obviously. And, you know, it was a way of getting away from the hustle and bustle of it all as well. So it was fantastic.
You recommend it, obviously.
I'd recommend it. It's, yeah, it's not for the faint-hearted, sure, I suppose, sure. But it's very hands-on. Because they, you know, they get you straight into it. You know, you go in and you're hands-on with all the patients and the people you're volunteering with. So, you know, you need a strong stomach, I suppose,
right.
And a good work ethic.
That's good, because we're touching on the three elements, I would see anyway, like the idea of prayer and opening ourselves up to the Lord by way of building the relationship. Then the fellowship, I would say, is very necessary. And then actually evangelization, or engaging with it, and to make that faith strong. Yeah, fabulous. I don't know if we've had any texts or any calls or not. Joy isn't jumping up and down there with but they can come later, and we can come back to it again and so great. Can you stay? Because it makes for good radio. What we'll do, we'll play this back again, maybe later on today or maybe during the week as well, a few times, so that other people can get to hear it at different times of the day as well. So we might have another piece of music to close us out. But any other final thoughts or things you might like to say to... Because we have listeners abroad. We, on our Facebook page, we have 14,500 followers. We're actually... in Africa and Latin America and Asia. So a lot of people are interested in tuning in. And then I know we have listeners in further field as well who are tuning in. And please God, that's the idea, that Radio Marie will be a kind of available globally, and with everybody carrying a mobile phone now, it's very easy to tune in anywhere you are, on the bus or wherever you have your phone. So like that, we're delighted to hear from our listeners and to involve our listeners in the conversation here. I think that's one of the purposes of Radio Maria, to develop a kind of a familial, this idea of around the table, a family discussion. And anybody at home can join in by phoning or by texting 0894672000, email info@radiomaria.ie, or you can write to us at St. Anthony's Business Park, Ballymount Road, Dublin 22. So please do engage with us. And... any final thoughts? So maybe Mary has another hymn lined up, maybe to finish off our little conversation. But anything else you might like to say, or we can touch on that?
I was just going to say the final hymn now is the Magnificat, I think, because obviously Radio Maria is all about Our Lady and Our Blessed Mother, who we love so much as well, and who guides us to Jesus. So I suppose it's very important to mention her as well, you know.
Very good, thank you. So if I might just offer a few words of thanks to Mary and Gillian Crowley and Rosario O'Leary, Emer O'Leary. There's no connection between the two O'Learys.
No, they're far enough. No.
It's like the two Marys aren't related either.
And, Jose, and Mary Lehan as well. So come all the way from Macroom. And thank you very much for visiting me here in Radio Maria in the studio. And we look forward this afternoon. We'll go for a bite to eat now. The Red Cow Hotel is next door. A grand place to go for the grub. Mm-hmm. And we'll head into town. Hopefully miss some of the traffic because the match is on this afternoon, which isn't going to help things. But don't mention any counties here now in case we get into trouble.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We miss you.
Good. Thank you.
We miss you in Macroom.
Thank you.
Yes, you are greatly missed.
Very good. Thank you now. Thank you. And we'll enjoy our visit now through the Redemptorist Dean sisters in Iona Road, who they wrote the icon. Did you know that for the World Meeting of Families? Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful work of art there, certainly, which will be doing the rounds of the country. So I'll bring my voice recorder maybe with me and we might engage Moira or Sister Moira and we'll find out if it's sister or not just yet. And some of the other sisters surely will be there as well. So thanks very much to our listeners as well. And again, feel free to contact us and to engage with us. Any thoughts, suggestions, prayer requests, or ideas or matters you might like to share with us as well. So now over to Mary Crowley now, who will sing the Magnificat, and we'll join with her as we conclude.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exalts in God my Savior, for He has looked with mercy on my lowliness, and my name forever exalted. For the mighty God has done great things for me, and His mercy will reach from age to age. And has cast down the mighty in their arrogance, and has lifted up the meek and the lowly. He has come to help our servant Israel. He remembers His promise to our fathers, and holy, holy, holy is His name.
Blessing now upon Youth 2000 and on this Youth 2000 prayer group from the parish of Macroom, to grant it great increase, Lord, and open the hearts and minds of young people, to reawaken in them and enkindle in them the fire of your love and your presence, that all may come to encounter you, to grow in presence, in your experience of your presence, to enjoy the fellowship that comes with the gift of faith, and to go forth and proclaim that faith boldly to the world. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So do stay with us now as our programming continues. 3 o'clock this afternoon will be our Divine Mercy Chaplet. And I'm getting sign signals here. And so our programming continues live this afternoon. And we'll have our Rosary Cosa, as always, at 5:30. Oh, I see. There's a text coming in. Thanks, Joy. That's relief. So you better bring it in to me. It's probably the easiest way. The technology is a bit limited. Or I'll send in the donkey. At any rate, just to remind you to stay with us, 5:30 will be our rosary as usual. And we'll continue throughout the day all the many interviews we got, because down in Ross Cray and in Knock, we interviewed umpteen people, 15 or 20 interviews with all kinds of people. Very interesting stories and I suppose activities that are going on with the World Meeting of Families and U2000 and so on. So we're very delighted to be able to share those with you. So now this is a text just in. Thanks for a great program this morning. So nice to hear other girls' experience. What is the name of this place that they have the prayer group outside Clondrohid? Thanks. So is it
that's probably Mary's
prayer group?
It's not
maybe
far from Clondrohid.
I think you're talking. Is it about
Carrigadrohid?
It's Caum, C-A-U-M. It's the U2000 prayer group. Yeah. It's just about a couple of miles outside the town of Macroom.
Yes, there's a little church there. Yes,
C-A-U-M.
Yeah. So if you outside of Macroom, if you that's true actually. Yeah, that's west. Caum is east. Well, Caum at any rate is on the road from Macroom to Coachford. About halfway between Macroom and Coachford, and Caum Church is on your right-hand side there. You can't miss it. So the U2000 meeting is Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock, every Tuesday night. There'll be a Mass there this Tuesday, so Father Keane will be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And the prayer group. And you actually didn't mention at all the cup of tea and the bun.
Oh, yeah.
After, it's very important.
That's always available as well.
After every prayer meeting, there's a time of social interaction, cup of tea and a bun and everything else. So We had a call from Margaret and Macroom as well, who enjoyed the program, enjoyed listening to us. Thank you, Margaret. And that was Maura, was the text message, is that right? Yeah. So that's for Maura. Anyway, so that's and don't forget our perpetual adoration as well in Macroom Parish, Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, 24/7. So we got 5 stars, is that right for Margaret?
And we'd appreciate more adorers. We need more committed adorers in order to continue to keep the adoration going. It's been there 28 years and
that's right.
It must never cease.
Yes,
so we need more adorers.
And an hour a week, really, because I remember...
A weekly hour, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't making excuses, but I wasn't making any commitment either until, you know, somebody gave me my hour and it, like... An hour a week is nothing, really. Yeah. You know, I mean, people watch soaps and everything for, you know, I'm guilty of wasting time myself. But, you know, an hour a week is very little and it's very
easy. Absolutely.
Yeah. And people, you know, initially they say, maybe what will I do for an hour? Or they maybe don't want to commit. But what our experience has been many, many times, people come to love their own hour. They kind of call it their own, I think, and they look forward to it, but they come to love their own hour once they commit to it.
Yes, yes. And of course, the Lord's own words, could you not watch 1 hour with me? Yeah. I'm sure I told the listeners before, but certainly in Cloyne, the statistics are amazing, that there's 2,400 people committed to an hour every week, and there's 1,400 hours of adoration going on in all the parishes around just Cloyne. I don't know what it's like in other dioceses, but it's very impressive.
Not as good.
Four very holy parishes, all beginning with M: Mitchelstown, Mallow, Middleton, and Macroom.
Yes, indeed, that's right.
Perpetual adoration.
So So listen, this is only a snapshot now of what's happening in Macroom, one parish in the country, and this is what I'm hoping with Radio Maria, that we'll get a picture of what's going on in all the other parishes. There's wonderful people that we met. I don't know how many people we met in Knock, as well as Ross Gray. I think scratching the surface of the tremendous good that's going on in the church in Ireland. Mm-hmm. It's massive. And I'm delighted with Radio Maria as a means to just broaden that picture for people and share it with others to see, look, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And there is such great good going on still. The faith is anything but dead in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Just don't believe anything you hear.
No,
it isn't true. So it's been a joy and a privilege. Thank you, and lovely to see you all again. Mm-hmm. Nice to have familiar faces from home. I'm lost here in the big smoke. Oh.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Daughter.
So good. Thanks to Joy as well for looking after us in the studio as well. And we look forward to
thank you, Lord.
Your company again, maybe on another day. We might be able to link up with McCrew maybe of a time, like I say, or maybe to the Caddix group. We'll figure something out. We'll put you on the list as potential presenters in the future.
Don't get too excited.
And so God's blessing on all our listeners as we take our leave of you and look forward to your company again very soon.